With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. There's some good news in the latest sampling for contaminants at the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company site on the Flathead River. That's according to Mike Sirian with the Environmental Protection Agency.
There wasn't anything out there that we didn't expect, and there's no urgent or emergency type responses needed at this time.
The former aluminum smelter was named a Superfund site last September. At the time, the EPA said contamination concerns included fluoride, cyanide, and various metals. That contamination threatens a fishery containing federally protected bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout.
It's got sample results from 44 wells that we have out there. There's surface water sampling results. There is groundwater sampling, sediment sampling.
Sirian says the latest round of sampling was carried out by the site's current owner, the Swiss company Glencore, and was pretty extensive. Sampling results should be publicly available online and at the Columbia Falls Public Library by the end of this week. Sirian says,
some of the preliminary good news is that the contaminant's not getting to Aluminum City.
Aluminum City is a site immediately downstream from the former smelter where employees used to live that's now a neighborhood of Columbia Falls. Glencore is carrying out the sampling as a result of a $4 million settlement with the EPA to document contamination at the site. Sirian says the goal is for the company and EPA to complete a cleanup feasibility study at CVAC by 2021. After that, he says, negotiations over how to pay for cleanup will begin. The EPA is planning a public meeting in Columbia Falls about the new sampling results. No specific date has been set, but Sirian says they're aiming for the third week in April. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana News.